Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Late for the Party, the show on Anchor FM. This is season 4, episode 6. I was going to talk about, do a quick fire review about Wakanda Forever and Quiet is Kept. Like, right now, it's just, I feel like there's no point. This is going to be a little different because, just found out about the passing of Jason David Frank, and I haven't really been trying to do too many of these, but it kind of hits different when it's like, and like even with Kevin Conroy as well, So I'm going to talk about how both guys. It's weird because, and it's funny because I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, man, it's like my childhood is like literally like going away right before my eyes. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's funny because I was just talking to my sister about this, and it was just that, like, all my childhood heroes, like, you know, like, reading Black Panther comic books, and then we finally get a Black Panther, and he's gone. You know, the character, I mean, the actor playing him just, it hasn't even got started really getting in deep into his career, and then he's gone. And then you have someone like Robin Williams, who I grew up watching Mork and Mindy. He became a Mrs. Doubtfire. He was a definitive, he was the genie from Aladdin, you know, or from the Fern Gully. And he was a lot of things, a lot of characters, and put smiles on our faces. Then you have Kevin Conroy, our definitive Batman. You know, our definitive Batman, who we grew up watching Batman the Animated Series. I mean, he was the guy. Him and Mark Hamill, I didn't even realize for years that Mark Hamill was the Joker, you know, like that definitive voice. Like, Kevin Conroy was that dude who gave us the Batman from, man, back in what, 92? I was a child, man. I was a kid. This guy, like, the last movie he did was, what, Batman versus the Fatal Five? I mean, not Batman, Justice League versus the Fatal Five? And that was in 2019, but he's been in all kinds of Comic-Cons and whatnot. You know, there's never gonna be another Kevin Conroy to play Batman. That voice, that guy who gave us that definitive voice of Bruce Wayne and Batman. And now Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, the White Ranger. Here's the sad part. Freaking Batman the Animated Series and Power Rangers was on the same network. It was all Fox. We were literally watching all of that. It was, man, we would get home from school to go watch Fox 11. Like, remember when cartoons used to come on? Cartoons used to come on TV in the mornings, in the afternoons, on Saturdays. That's what we did. watching Power Rangers. I remember that. Power Rangers came on, and then right after that, Batman the Animated Series. Batman the Animated Series was the last show before the adults, before the adult shows started coming on. Before they started showing, like Three's Company reruns or MASH reruns or anything like that, you know? I was there for all that. I remember going to Universal. I remember getting my first freaking Megazord. You know, I was asking my dad to give me the Dragon Zord, but he wanted to give me the Megazord instead. I was cool with that. I remember me and my sister and my dad, we wound up going to Universal Studios to go see the Power Rangers live. To where we got, we saw Jason, we saw all the Power Rangers there. And the thing is, like, we even got pictures of that. That's crazy, man. Just grew up and all of that's starting to go away. But the main four people that I'm talking about, two of them died by suicide, and two of them died because they had illnesses. And the main thing is about the, what I'm talking about, because it's like, you don't know what people are going through. You know, they may be strong on the outside, show strength, makes us laugh, makes us cry. Keep in mind, we're human beings, and deep down inside, we might be going through some eternal problems. Eternal problems that either a disease, an incurable disease, or even, you know, just we're feeling empty in our lives. Both Robin Williams and Jason David Frank had money in their pockets and in their bank accounts and bigger than mine. But deep down, their hearts might have been empty. You know, they felt alone, scared, sad. That's why that shit is real, guys. I mean, I'm not playing when it comes down to just saying, like, don't undermine what people are going through. Because you don't know what they're going through behind closed doors. This shit is real out here. We're all going through all kinds of, I mean, this world, I mean, the, like an eternal suffering and pain and all of that. We don't know what's going on in deep down in people's hearts or deep down in what people are going through. That's why it's always imperative to be like, hey, how are you today? How are you feeling? If it's something that you can't help, then go find some help. Don't undermine people. I mean, because I'm not going front. I ain't gonna front, because, I mean, especially when it comes down to stuff like what Robin Williams and Jason David Frank died from, man. That's, they committed suicide. That's something heavy, man. That's something heavy. You know, that's something heavy in their hearts to where it's like, bruh, like, there's never a, I mean, I go to therapy and You know, we talk about stuff like that, even in group. And that shit is real, man. Don't sleep on that. I mean, I ain't gonna cap. I even thought about that myself from one point. Real talk. But finding the will and being around, being around the company that'll hold you up and seeking the proper help and, you know, there's always some, I mean, just believing that there's darkness at the end of the tunnel, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, it's just, it sucks, man. I mean, it's just like you're losing your heroes. It's hard, man. I don't know, man. I thought it was a joke. I mean, I can't even fathom how his family's feeling. And you know, we're closer to the holidays, and it's hard, man. I'm not gonna front. Like, we go through all kinds of things. Never undermine people's anxieties and depression. And never don't undermine it. Because you never know. You never know how far they are. You know, for someone who showed strength in the characters that he was playing, You just don't know what's going on with them, period. You know? Like you don't know. We just don't have any idea. And that's a feeling that people deal with on a day-to-day basis, and they try their very best to shake themselves out of it. I know I do, and believe me, it's a struggle. I mean, it's not even a struggle, it's a fight. It is a fight that you win and you lose every day. Every day. There's never a dull moment. And it takes a lot of strength knowing and feeling that way to pull yourself out of bed to do just the things that you're supposed to do. And then it's like the world is just so fucked up, and it's like, God, you get overwhelmed, and it's just like, Jesus. This hits different, man. That's just like, and like for Jason David Frank and like Kevin Conroy, they were all over the Comic-Con scenes and everything, bigging up Batman and the Power Rangers. And I mean, Power Rangers is getting a big ass push. Word around the campfire, I thought they were supposed to be doing a new series of where he was supposed to be involved. It's like, damn, man. The Green Ranger, man. Tommy Oliver. That's crazy. Man, this hits hard, man. Like, I was literally watching Power Rangers growing up. And, like, this guy, everybody loved the Green Ranger. Everybody had he had the unique suit with the little shield, the chest plate. He had the flute, the dagger that was also a flute. That's kind of nasty, though. Like, you sitting there slashing at things, and then you gonna put that thing in your mouth. I got freaking putty juice on it. Man, it's just all those memories. I remember those episodes too, where he was a villain, then he became a hero, then he was losing his powers, then he was gone, then he brought him back, then he became the White Ranger. Which, honestly, I like the Green Ranger, him being the Green Ranger, way more than I liked him being the White Ranger. Way more. I couldn't stand the White Ranger's look. And then he kind of, what they really did at that point was just put the Red Ranger on the back burner. Like the Red Ranger was supposed to be that guy that started it off. Like, he was the leader of the Power Rangers, but then when Jason was gone, then it was, like, the other ranger who took over for Jason, Tommy, was that guy, you know what I'm saying? Tommy became the guy. He became the head of the table. The White Ranger was the definitive leader after Jason left, you know. So, like, the other ranger, what was his name, Rocky or something like that, like, he couldn't hold it, he couldn't hold the torch. That's why they gave it to Jason David Frank. I mean, but then also then after that, then he became the Red Ranger. Like, Tommy has been probably multiple Rangers over time, which is dope as hell, I might add. You know, he was doing some resurging on the series. He's been in, like, the shows, or on, like, those battles on online, to where, like, who will win between a fight between, like, Ryu versus the Green Ranger, and, you know, the Power Rangers going up against Street Fighter, and it was dope. Even the video game is dope, to where he became, like, Tommy became a villain. The resurgence of the comic books is actually dope too, to where Tommy has became Lord Draken, to where he's fused with the White Ranger and the powers of the White Ranger and the Green Ranger, and he's using both weapons, and he killed Rita Repulsa, and then he became the definitive villain, Battle for the Grid. That shit is crazy. Like, he was really at the forefront of pushing the Power Rangers. I mean, even when that one episode where all the Power Rangers got all back together and it was like a battle between all the Power Rangers from every series versus the bad guys. And, like, Tommy was, like, the head of the pack. That's crazy. That shit is nuts. It's like my childhood is, like, just going out, man. It's crazy. Oh man, I know this is a definitely a hard one. It's I don't know, man. This the end of the year started to get a little dark. Like it's been sad. It's sad. Dang old friend, man. R.I.P. to Kevin Conroy. R.I.P. to Jason David Frank, man. Even Takeoff, man. I'm sorry, guys. I mean, I'll really know too much of the history of the Migos that much, but even with that, it's just, it's tough, man. And then watching Wakanda Forever, it's just like, damn, it's like, goes to show, like, this was, I even was supposed to do a quick fire review on that, so, I'll do that one later. Right now, it's just, it's tough, man. It really is. But either way, you guys, I'm gonna get off the hook right now. You know, I'm gonna upload this to my social media. I haven't really been uploading a lot of stuff because I've just been kind of like off the radar for a little bit. But I got some of the other episodes on already, like 3 and 4 and 5. 3 and 4 is already on. Up and uploaded. I just haven't, like, I've just been tired, guys. I'm working 9 to 5, overtime, only get one day out of the week off. I literally had to force myself to take days off just to try to get some things done, or at least some podcasts, but it's a one-man army, so, but I'm gonna do everything I can to be a little bit more consistent with what I'm trying to do. So my sincere apologies to all who has been following my content and everything. Just bear with me. I'm gonna stick to it, all right? But the link will be in the description. You can follow me on my Linktree/ Late for the Party, where you can find me on all forms of social media. You can also check out the Late for the Party merch on teespring.com. I will leave the link of my link tree in the description once I upload everything to my social media. You can also follow me on my social media, which will have my link tree on top of that as well. So if you're already following me and if you see this video and whatnot, I will link put it up. So, either way, you guys, this is your boy, Harry LaBrea, signing off, also known as Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the Modern Marvel. So, you guys have a good one.